This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We've got Superintendent Sue Thomas in the studio with us live. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good to see you here.
It's nice to have you here again.
Thank you. Good to see you both again.
So we will start off and we'll touch the elephant in the room. Our normal gentleman that comes, he's not here at the moment. What can you tell us about our lovely Mr. Bateson?
Yeah, well, as you're probably well aware, it's an IBAC investigation, so I'm unable to discuss, you know, the circumstances, and we do have to remain impartial. But I can say that, you know, Stuart has been well supported by Victoria Police, and we acknowledge his dedication to the community, and I'm sure this has affected communities all around because he really works on relationship building.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was reading he was very big on the African task force as well that was happening, or yeah,
of course, you know, pretty much all communities. Our division focuses on building and strengthening communities. We want to build trust and confidence and provide sort of continual improvements in our service delivery to those communities. So, you know, beyond Stuart, we have a massive dedicated team that will continue to do that, and he's a great leader, and we will provide support. It's probably a good opportunity to discuss the fact that yesterday the Chief Commissioner announced the state government's funding in regards to the provisional payments pilot for Victoria Police employees.
Yeah, I did see that, which is important because if somebody's either hurt themselves or have been off, you can sometimes have to wait forever to be able to receive any compensation or to any payment. So if you still need medical bills in between, who's paying for that? Is that what this is all about?
That's exactly what it's about, Tom. Yeah, so it's about making sure that all our police sworn employees, current and former, are
getting. So even if someone has been out of the Victorian Police, say maybe 5 or 10 years, are still able to access this?
Well, I'm not exactly sure whether former police can access this. I'm not an expert on the scheme.
Yeah.
However, they do have. What also supports this scheme is Blue Space, and there's a new website at www.bluespacewellbeing.com.au, and that actually provides support for former and current or police employees.
As well as their families.
Exactly
if
right.
If they want to be able to do that. So that was it www.bluespacewellbeing?
That's exactly right.
Correct, because it's an important website, and it's great to actually see that you're not also supporting your members, which are the officers that are out there on the front line, but family can be very. I mean, you guys do a hard job, and you probably come home from a hard day's work, and you've got kids and wife or husbands going, "How's your day?" Like, you know, you've done some terrible things. You probably need to shut down. So
very much. You know, the sad fact is that at some stage, police employees are likely to experience, will experience mental health issues. We see a lot of things. We experience a lot of things, and we're people. We're human beings, and it affects us. So the most important thing is that, especially with Blue Space and our wellbeing support that's already inbuilt within Victoria Police, is that we look at early intervention. So we encourage people to talk and talk to each other and speak up about how they're feeling.
Which goes probably against how it would have been once. Do you know what I mean? The police force was very manly, macho, cover your feelings, don't show weakness. I mean, it's not just the police force, but that was the whole society in general.
Yeah, it was definitely a cultural thing.
How do you go about individually, I guess, expressing your emotions and getting through what you go through without outside resources like Blue Space and the new initiative? What do you do as a as an individual?
Personally?
Yeah, to get over these things.
Look, I love exercising. So for me, it's about and socialising.
Yeah.
So beyond the police force, for me personally, I exercise, keep fit, healthy, try and eat well, try and get enough sleep. And you know, when I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed, just take some time out, a bit of mindfulness.
Yeah, like brilliant.
That. Yeah. And that's a good thing for everybody that's out there. No matter what job we do, we're all going to suffer pressures, whether it's from work or family life. Let's not hold it in. Let's get out there and share it. Stand on top of joy and yell it out the window.
Yeah. That's exactly
right. My co-host annoys me.
Tom, we've got a massive week next week.
We do, and we still have the lovely Sue Thomas here from the Victorian Police. So we, Mikey and I, are going next Wednesday to do the Police Academy enrollment physical fitness test.
Fantastic.
We're very excited.
So you guys are looking for like 3,000 employees.
That's exactly
We did ask one of the lovely gentlemen we had here from the police department, and I said, you don't want some 51-year-old queen like me. And it turns out old people can apply.
Exactly. And, you know, and it comes down to life experience. Being a good police officer is about diversity and experience, and probably being able to connect with the community is one of the most important things.
Okay.
See, I don't think I have the patience.
Of course, really?
No, because I watched that show, you know, where they pulled the people up, Highway Patrol, and I just think, just taser them. Like, I can't. And I hear them go, I don't do it. I go, I don't know how you guys keep your... But anyway, let's not talk about that. What do I need to do? So I've got this thing telling
me... I want to know more than Tom.
But I was reading the thing and it's saying you should... I haven't exercised in 35 years.
So should Tom go for a run? What should he do to prepare? Because I'm pretty fit.
No, I can't run because I smoke.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't run. It just means you should stop smoking.
Oh, well, I'm going to... So I'm hoping that I can actually have a drink and a cigarette on this course halfway through.
Thomas.
Well, you know, it depends whether you want to pass or not, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can go and turn up and participate, and that's one thing, and then there's a
I want to win.
Passing.
I don't
I
think
wanna,
I'm going
to win.
I don't want to... I want not just to beat Tom by a couple seconds. I want to absolutely mop the floor with him. How do I win?
Look, I think if you've already got a base fitness, you're already doing well. I wouldn't start trying to get fit the night before. You'll probably pull up a little bit sore the next day and I'll probably go against you.
That's right, he's got a week now.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just turning up. I'm just going to turn up on there. I'm more worried about what I'm going to wear.
Well, you'll probably win having the most fun, and you'll win the actual speed and agility and strength test.
And I am saying this, if I get to the end of this and pass, I expect my badge, gun and handcuffs to be at the end of the finish line ready for me. Because I don't think I'm going to make the psych test.
I wouldn't mind a uniform. Can I have a hat? Will I get a hat?
No, you're not allowed to.
Why not?
Because it's.
But I'm going to prove to them
the law to impersonate a policeman by wearing a hat.
Yeah, but I'll do the course and I'll win, and then I won't be impersonating. Right?
Well, that's good. So that's us next Thursday. We're going to have Adam Lambert. You're going to hear about me and Mikey. We're taking a video recorder and all of that with us.
He sounds so
you are going to die.
I'm going to win.
Listen, if I was old, I said we'd be playing it on Betamax. We might be playing it on Betamax.
Superintendent Sue Thomas, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.